Welcome to Preservation One. I'm your host, Alexandria August. I know y'all have seen the episode that's being edited. It's called The Truth About. I wanted to make sure that I didn't put the title up there because I did not want to give the episode away. This episode is going to touch on a lot of things. I'm quite sure all of them do. But this one here is going to touch on something so different that affects pretty much everybody. Right? So, with this episode, is really, I was thinking about calling it Trap Souls, but because that's really what it is. But it's more so, I guess we'll call it, a beginning to an end. Pretty cool, a beginning to an end. I knew somebody was going to call me. Anyways, moving forward, I got to edit that out, right? So anyways, so let's just say this would be a beginning to an end, right? So, okay, listen, when I speak about abortions, this is going to be touchy for a lot of people. When I speak about abortions, I speak about it because of, I know people that have abortions, that have had abortions. And it's crazy, I know a good bit of people that has had abortions. And I also understand and know a lot of stuff that maybe I should not know, but I can't help it. I know it, right? Listen, I feel like if it's something that you can control, the best thing you can do is have the baby. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you put it up or if you keep it or whatever, but just have your child. See, when a woman carries a baby, this is something from God. This is not nothing from man. This is something from God. And this is what I need people to understand. Whenever God blesses you with a gift, you got to carry that gift. You got to bring that gift to fruition. That does not mean that it's going to be easy. That does not mean that it's going to be so effortless like how some people want to put it. You know, it's going to be a challenge. And it's a part of it. Hell, we'll challenge ourselves. Needless to say, whenever you're carrying a baby, that baby's soul is alive in you. That baby's spirit is alive in you. I know people that have had abortions or have had stillborn babies. If the baby is stillborn, there's nothing that you can do. You know what I'm saying? The only thing you can really do is try to get a cleansing, maybe get some shadow work done, something like that, right? But it's all spiritual, you know, to cleanse your body. But when you are getting an abortion, and abortions, they can mess you up in so many ways, you know, especially if you have them early. At a young age, they can mess you, it can bite you in your ass when you go to go have another baby. Possibly. You know what I'm saying? Probably hardly. So anyways, what I'm saying is, when you have this soul, when you have the spirit inside of your body, it is alive and well and thriving in your body. Right? So the soul is alive in you. When you have an abortion, you're basically killing that soul that's inside of your body. So therefore, that person or those people's souls are still trapped in your body. Right? You can't get no peace. You got confusion. You got this, that. You got to adjust to the new norm. Some people say that they hear babies crying. Some people say that they hear ringing of the ears. Some people say it just messes with their mental clarity. You know, and a lot of the reasons is it wasn't going to help my life. Guess what? When you get pregnant, your life, when you decide to want to have children or want to participate in the sport of wasting your seeds and your eggs, when you start participating in that, guess what? Life is not just yours itself. It's yours and whatever it is that you produce. Whether if you the sperm or whether if you the egg, guess what? That life is yours. It's not ours to just take away. Just like any other life, it's not ours to just take away. Right? This is something that is given for God. And so when I see man sit up here and, oh yeah, get the abortion, it's like these people leading us straight to the damn slaughterhouse, okay? And they ain't even got to try hard at all because we're so easily persuaded. with everything in front of our face, but we're blinded by it because we're caught up in nothing else. And the reason why I say nothing else, because it's all the social media, everything else, it ain't shit. It's nothing but blinders. It's nothing but time killers. It's things that keep us away from our natural states. Prayer, meditation, right? The worship of God, right? These are things that matter. Things that's going to help us go forth, right? And just doing what we got to do every day. So, that's basically what it is. So, therefore, that mother and that father are liable. Now, if that mother does it without the father knowing, then she's liable. He cannot be held accountable for nothing. See, the thing about it, when you're dealing with laws, universal laws or whatever the case may be, they can have anything written out, right? But, and we all know that one law coincides with the other law, right? When you're talking about spiritual laws, right? So, when the mother does it and she don't notify the guy, if you don't know, you cannot be held accountable. But if you know, then you are held accountable. Or if you find out something after the fact, you see what I'm saying? But it was already done before you could do anything, then it's like you're not held accountable. You know what I'm saying? But, you know. And being that it's it's not legal, it's illegal. See, a lot of times, it's so crazy because when they used to go to other countries, even in the States, and they were sterilizing women in these other countries, they knew it was unsafe. They knew it was unhumane, right? They didn't give a darn about people's way of life. You know what I'm saying? A lot of that stuff, when they was doing that, sterilizing people, talking about giving contraceptives, it was killing people. So they didn't care about people's way of life. They didn't care about humanity. They just cared about, look, we need to stop this colored race. We need to slow down this race of people. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, this is different people. You know what I'm saying? And these are different cultures. You know what I'm saying? What was it? It happened in a couple different places. And anyways, long story short, it ain't hard to pull up or whatever. I know like Somalia, what was it? Cuba, what was it? They was doing things in Africa and tried to say like, now I guess in certain parts of Africa is part of the culture, but Africa, where did you get the foolishness from? You see what I'm saying? The colonization has been in effect for so doggone long, and it has colonized, everybody's mind has been colonized, okay? With certain beliefs, with, when you really think about it, it doesn't make sense. You know, to burn anybody's genitalia to where they can't have children, that's some white people shit. Like, I ain't trying to be rude or funny or nothing like that. I'm just being real. That's some demonic bull. That's some demonic foolishness. Okay? You know, because, you know, we don't want to have this many people. We don't want to have this many species of people. So, therefore, we need to figure out a way to control it. So, okay. So, moving forward, that whole scenario there. Then the whole contraceptives, right? That killed off a lot of people, made a lot of women sick, made a lot of women sterile, right? Causing all kind of mental and physical issues, right? For them and their loved ones. See, when you do things like that, it's just not you. It affects your loved ones. And if the older people in your family, if they have any type of consciousness, they're going to feel some type of way, player. You know? Maybe they haven't said nothing to you or whatever, but they're going to feel some type of way because spiritually they are inclined, I could only hope, spiritually they are inclined and they know what you have done and how you have cursed your line, you know what I'm saying, and brought a curse upon your family, you know what I'm saying. It's not hard to bring curses amongst our families. That's not hard, that's something easy, you know what I'm saying. That's why when we operate, We got to operate in more than just ourselves. We got to think about our whole bloodline. We got to think about our family. It's not all about you, player. It's about who God blessed you to carry with you or who's carrying you with them. Hear me now? Okay. So, stick with me. So, when you're doing things like that, you know, you just got to be mindful. You know, if it's medical and all these other things here, you know, what can you do? But just to be around here doing it just because, you know, it's hard or, you know, financially you're not straight. Do you know how many people were raised in the projects and turned out to be good? Do you know how many people that was raised in the project and chose to do their own thing? Guess what? And it may not be so good, but guess what? Good is in the eye of the beholder. Everybody is not freaking rich, okay? If you go back to the Holy Bible, it tells you about the poor, okay? And it's not all about, like, today's society. Oh, they made poor decisions. Life is hard. Shit is expensive, okay? Life is real. You think the people is in the Bible, you think they was out there smoking crack in the Bible when they was poor? Hex now. You know why they were poor? Huh? Do you know why they were poor? They was used to a natural life, right? They was used to a whole natural setting. This is my interpretation. This is what I gathered. You know what I'm saying? And then along came Caesar, wanting to tax people money that they ain't got, okay? The government, okay? That's why they were poor. Before the government, they were not poor. They were one in the same, okay? They helped each other build. They built their communities. They built their families. You know, that's why tradition was more potent back then than what it is now. Tradition now is good and it's strong, but it's watered down. You know what I'm saying? Compared to what it is. Catch, you know what I'm saying? Find the line what I just told you. That's all I got to say. You know, because a lot of people, they be wanting to discredit me. Find the line what I'm telling you. Oh, okay. Okay, because I ain't going to do nothing but show you. Oh, okay. That's all. You know. So, anyways, it's watered down because, at least for a lot of, well, even for everybody, I don't care if you're white, black, Irish, I don't care. Your tradition is watered down. When you go back millions of years in your tradition, I ain't talking about, oh, they're going back a century. They're going back before Christ. You know what I'm saying? Or AD or something like that. You got to go all the way back. I'm talking about to the beginning of time to really understand who your tribe is, who your people is, what your traditions really are. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't want to keep traditions because a lot of people feel like tradition is a curse. Right? Or whatever. But the majority of people, guess what? We have traditional ways. Oh, okay. And maybe when you think about tradition, those old ways that they use, guess what? They live longer than what we do. You know what I'm saying? And they might not have as much money as we do, but they had a better life than what we did. I ain't talking about the slavery part of it either, because that was some straight up BS, okay? Colonizers. Anyways, but before that, even when you go back to before Caesar and all that, back to that, you know what I'm saying? It was a simpler way of life. You knew what to do. You could survive if the internet shuts down, because I ain't had no internet. The internet shut down. You know what I'm saying? If they can be a pyramids with not even nowhere near the technology that we had, or maybe the technology that we had, but it was more simplified, you know, of a way. You know what I'm saying? Like, you had to do stuff with your hands. You can't just go and press a button. You know what I'm saying? But still, they knew how to survive the world. Right? Versus us, we would be lost. You know, and that's why they're able to play around our head and play on our top, okay? One time for Jordan. Jordan 8 years old, right? Jordan always talking about somebody playing on his top. Y'all, it's the funniest thing to me ever. In two ways. So, you know, so that's why they're able to play on our top, do all kind of stuff, put it in our face. Hey, basically, like, look, we showing you. We telling you. You know what I'm saying? Y'all just choose not to believe it. So anyways, so back to this whole abortion thing. So, you know, people that they're having different mental issues or different physical issues from them having the abortion. I guess nowadays they say that it's not as brutal as it used to be back in the day, but still at the end of the day, that's still a soul that's in your body that was not freed. The natural birthing process, it frees that soul from your body. It comes out, it is born, you know. I'm not God, I can't sit up here and say, you know, God this, you know, God wanted this, or I can't say the rhyme or reason of, you know, stillborns or, you know, blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm saying? It could be a multitude of things. I'm not even going to attempt to guess it. You know what I'm saying? But I tell you what, though, in our life, we got to pay attention. I wouldn't care if it's your past life, which, you know, some people are fortunate enough to remember. Some people are not. You know what I'm saying? Whether if it's things that happen in your line. That's why I feel like it's very important for aunts, uncles, grandmas. It's very important to get those lessons from them. It's very important to talk to them. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about on pretty much every level that you can talk to them on, because guess what? One thing about it, if they were born, I wouldn't care if they were born in the 1800s, right? And you was born in the 1900s. That person got in the night. If they were born in 1800, you were born in 1900. They still alive. They still alive. They got damn near 100 years of knowledge. They can go back and say, hey, this happened in this time. Versus the world going to go back and tell us, hey, this did not happen. Or if this happened, it happened a certain type of way. I call it whitewashing. Just like the people, thank God for the people in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and other places. You know what I'm saying? The people there are over 100 and something years old. They didn't expect for them people to make it that long. But all I got to say is, but God, huh? Thank you, God. Okay? Because they are able to tell their story. And yet they tell this story of all the horrible things, making those people reliving. And guess what's so crazy? They probably relived it for a portion of their life before it even got brought to the courts. You know what I'm saying? They still had to deal with it and look at their loved ones, you know, fade, you know, get, you know, journey on, you know, or whatever. And there was nothing that they could do. You know what I'm saying? And so many times in history where they have did this against culture, against, you know, one's culture, you know? So anyway, so yeah, so they live to tell their stories, and yet they can't even get financially compensated. They can't even get materially compensated. Whether if it's money, whether if it's land, whatever it is, they deserve it all. It's theirs, okay? Is theirs. I can't say it enough. So it's like, I wish I knew what I could do to help. But it also pisses me off because everybody's so caught up in, hey, I gotta worry about me. I can't worry about this person. I can't worry about that person. This is damn history in your face. This is history in the making, okay? This is history in the making. Let them people get their money. Some more people help these people get what's owed to them and their family. And guess what the sad part about it is? We so stupid. It's not just their family. That shit happened to all our families. Okay? So it's like, when do you stand up and say, hey, look, we want ours. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter. We, you know, everybody, I'm going to die by man. Okay? You got a whole family that carried your ass. Okay? A whole family that cared you for centuries. Hear me now. For centuries. And even though it may not seem like it's important to you, yeah, because you may got yours, guess what? It's still your family land. It's still yours. It's still a part of you. You know what I'm saying? And that there with those people in Oklahoma, that's still theirs. You know what I'm saying? That's still their families. And I feel like they should get theirs. just like all the cities that has been flooded out. Them families, they need to get there. So you know what I'm saying? A lot of times we be caught up in so much hell on earth, and it ain't even our doings. You know what I'm saying? All the doggone time. And the people that these colonizers has jacked up and cursed this earth, it's so many doggone spirits and things walking around this earth, they ain't got no god doggone peace. They'd have been forced off their land, they'd have been forced off their house, out their houses, out their communities. You know what I'm saying? And nobody in the families want to stick together, because it's going to take more than one person or two people. Nobody want to stick together and say, hey, look, we're going to get this here shot. We're going to go at this hill. You know what I'm saying? And try to get what's ours. You know what I'm saying? The right way. We ain't trying to do no crooked, shady stuff, which is how they got it. But we're going to try to go about it the right way. But I'm going to tell you this here. You're going to need more than a prayer. You're going to need to move. And what I mean by you going to need to move, you're going to have to get to filing all that paperwork. Yes, the family going to have to hire an attorney or attorney. You might have to get a whole team of attorneys, because at the end of the day, you're going up against the government. But guess what the good part about it is? If you get about 30,000 families to go up against the government about their land and their house, guess what? They ain't got no choice but to give it up. And keep giving more, keep getting more and more people to do it, to get what's yours. Because they ain't doing nothing but giving our stuff to these immigrants and to the colonizers. I mean, just being real. Oh, okay. I said what I said. You know what I'm saying? So if you're getting 100,000, 200,000, 300,000 families, hey, you know what I'm saying? We all using lawyers. We all using, if not the same lawyer. You know what I'm saying? Just changing the whole dynamic of the judicial system and how things get done. You know what I'm saying? The reason why it's like this is because nobody's banding together. Colors or whatever, nobody's banding together. We band together. Every color band together for some good things. I cannot, you know, take that from nobody. But the majority of the time, we band together for bullshit, okay? So anyways, now, back to what I was saying. When I was talking about shadowing work, when I was talking about spiritual cleanses, it's because we carry so much on us daily. Do you know we can be out there living our regular lives on a day? You know what I'm saying? You go inside people's house. I don't like company myself. You know why I don't like company? But that shit is traveling spirits. That's why I don't like company. I like me and my family, yes. But I'm not a fan of company. You know, because they end up with traveling spirits. You know, so anyways, so you know, you go up in somebody's house, you can be standing there talking to somebody. That person got about 100 spirits on them. Some gonna jump off on you. Oh, okay. You know what I'm saying? It's just so much. And if you're a person, you're always interacting. You know, you got that with people. Me. You got that person's spirits. You got whoever they've been around spirit. You know, just it's just a lot. It's just a lot. So when you hear people talking about breaking free, they're breaking free from all of that. Okay, and to break free from all of that is something freeing. It's a doggone process and it's tedious, but guess what? It can be done. Like lifting a fragment off of yourself, right? So anyways, so when you're dealing with people that keep pushing something off on you, like how they keep pushing abortion off on you. Now they got people so comfortable with going to get abortions. They got Plan B pills and all that in the doggone store and everything else. Think about it. Why they sell so many condoms? Because they're pushing the narrative of fornication. Right? That's a wasting of your seed. Heck, in the Bible, it tells you about wasting your seeds. But that's why it should be more people that are married than not. Right? I am one of those people that is in that group there. Or whatever, with fornication and not being married. Yes, I am. It's when I look at it, that the negative, not the negative, the ignorant side of me is saying, yes, thank God I'm single. But spiritually and morally, especially if I know I want to have sex, that's probably why I ain't having sex. You know I needs to be married. And a lot of people sit up there, oh, that's the old fashioned way. That ain't this and that. That's tradition, whatever the case may be. That's the right way to do it. Hands down, you can't negate that. That's hands down. That's the right way to go about it. You know, and marriages are hard and everything else, or whatever. But guess what? That's you still doing it the right way. God will bless your marriage. Just like when you have children, God will always bless you to take care of your children. Right? I always bless you to take care of your children. The changing of our mindsets. I just was talking about that yesterday. The changing of our mindsets makes a whole lot of difference. You know, hands down. But he will put you in position and he will bless you to take care of your children somehow. Right? And we count it on joy. Thank you, God. So when you're dealing with something like that and not knowing what you're doing, hey, look, you got this, you know, you got this overwhelming feeling of emotions. You're so emotional. You know, that's that child that's inside of you, you know? And sometimes it can be the child that's inside of you that's suffered a lot at a young age. You know what I'm saying? Not healing from a child, or not being able to heal, or not knowing what it is. You know what I'm saying? That got you so freaking emotional. Now, when I get mad, you call it emotional, whatever it is you want to call it, but you just set off something up in me. That ain't emotional. That's just you to set off something up in me. Yeah, it is emotional. But you just set off something in me, and I got to tell you what it is that you did. You know what I'm saying? That is emotional, because in honesty, when you think about it, and even in the Holy Bible, it tells you in life, and even in other, more free-spirited way, and even with meditation and just being spiritual, you know that you're not supposed to. It's a natural reaction to feel things, but it's like acknowledge it and keep it pushing. You know what I'm saying? Because just because somebody pisses us off, it doesn't mean that we have to, I'm going to tell you what I got to tell you. It is what it is. It's up from there, God dang on it. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever. But it does. But, you know, we're supposed to acknowledge it and keep it pushing. That's our higher self. That's all that is. That's just our higher self. But anyways, what is triggering the over emotions? What, you know what I'm saying? It comes from trauma. That's what it is. You're overly emotional. It is trauma. You know what I'm saying? That's like you ever seen somebody take something out on somebody else that ain't got nothing to do with them. They're fighting a whole war on the inside of themselves that nobody knows about. You know? It's trauma. That's all it is. And that trauma can come from anything. It can come from anything. But for those that do have abortions, that's the trauma itself as well. And that's what a lot of people don't realize. They, I'm living my best life. Sister, you got a whole trauma that you ain't dealt with. You thought that once you had that abortion, you thought that once you took that medicine, that was going to be the end of it. No, that's something that you're going to have to burden. You're going to have to bear for the rest of your life because you decided to have an abortion. You know what I'm saying? I gave a couple things that might be able to help you, might be able to free that off your top, you know what I'm saying, and out your body. You know, but when you have a period, it does cleanse your body. It cleans, even after an abortion, it cleans certain things out your body so your body will be able to function and everything else, you know, do what it do. But you still got a whole nother soul that's in you that needs to be freed. So, yeah, when you're talking about abortions, just think twice. Think 10 times before you do it. You know what I'm saying? There's so many other things that comes along with it than what they're telling you. But not only that, When I seen Kamala Harris bring that doggone abortion bus out to, what was it, one of the debates, if I'm not mistaken, it just makes you think about them in a whole different way. Because she didn't give natural birth to her children. Her children was adopted. Michelle Obama, her children was what, through IVF? But these are the people that y'all want to tell. These are the people that even the men, you know, that believe, even the men with, hey, we're going to tell this woman what to do with her body. Why don't we all just listen to what God says to do with our bodies? You know what I'm saying? Because these are people here that we need to be staying away from. They ain't going to tell you the truth. You know what I'm saying? But I get why now they're not, they're realizing that abortion should be illegal. You know what I'm saying? They're realizing that now. You know, it's just crazy. You know, they're realizing it now. Thank God. You know what I'm saying? Like, look, we don't need to do this here. You know what I'm saying? Maybe we need to stop plan B and let it happen how it's supposed to happen. You know what I'm saying? So anyways, I'd have been on here for over 30 minutes. But maybe we can do a part two to this here because there's so much more to unpack. I am Alexandria August. Don't forget to get a copy of my book, A Conversation with Alexandria August. Hopefully, y'all, I can get this new book out before the new year. Thank you.